This episode is brought to you by Monkey Blood Design and Publishing.
Hiya folks, Old Man Grognard here. Imagine, create, play. Monkey Blood Design and Publishing is a publisher of products for role-playing games from the theater of the mind glory days of the 70s and 80s to the in-depth rule systems of modern gaming. Monkey Blood Design and Publishing is also the home of the Gold Ennie Award-winning The Midderlands setting and its creator, Glenn Seal. Monkey Blood ships quality gaming products around the world from their UK web store, but you can also find their products on DriveThruRPG, itch.io, and Redbubble. Not only do they offer high-quality gaming material, but if you need a piece of cartography, art, writing, or layout for your own project, Monkey Blood Design and Publishing can offer freelance services to help bring your own project to creation. So, if you want to buy some great RPG products or get help bringing your own to fruition, head on over to monkeyblooddesign.co.uk and get in touch. Let Monkey Blood Design and Publishing help you to imagine, create, and play.
Abandon all hope, listeners. You're listening to Radio Grognard, the OSR podcast about stuff, with your host, Glenn Hallstrom.
Hiya, folks. Old Man Grognard here. Hope you're all doing well. It's a nice day. And I want to just kind of, well, as a GM, I'm going to talk about GMs again. I noticed some of the old Grognards like me, if you've been gaming any kind of long, you tend to collect notes and things. And you should really, well, let me back up. For instance, when I cleaned out the garage last time to move here, I found a lot of my game stuff, but I also found my gaming notes that I had, and they were scattered across several books, but I had them. Here's what I'm saying. A lot of people are using the electronic solution. In other words, like Evernote, OneNote, just PDF files, Word files and stuff, having a laptop at your game table, having a tablet, something like that, with your stuff on it. What I'm saying is this may, I mean, I'm not saying everybody can do this. I mean, you know, this store, there's a storage problem, but I'll get to that. You should really have a paper trail. And what I mean by that is don't do all your stuff electronically. Don't use, like I use OneNote. I've got a bunch of stuff on OneNote. And I know with papers, you know, with papers, yeah, it gets kind of disorganized, but you can always organize it the way you want. But the point is you have it. And what I'm saying is you're not going to always have the electronic solution, because either you're going to be somewhere where there's no power, there's no internet connection, you can't use that. And me, when I go into a game, I always have a paper backup with me. And what you should do is, like, okay, do it all on, say, a Word file or OneNote or something. Do it and print it out. Just make a printout and shove it somewhere. Shove it in your book. You don't have to do a million, you know, printouts. Of course, you should always back it up too. I mean, like OneNote backs up to the cloud. You should back up on, you know, if you have a backup drive, things like that. But you're not always going to have that. And you can be a little more organized about it too. Okay, this is for this game, for this session, etc. I mean, I've got, you know, tons of notebooks around here that I've only partially filled because I end up using a single, like, for this session, for this campaign we're doing in this system. And when that ends, if we move on to something else, another system, I start a new book. But I'll always have that other book and I can add to it. But the point I'm trying to say is print the stuff out and keep them somewhere. Just keep them somewhere. For instance, last time I did a face-to-face game, I was doing a 1E game with, you know, Fantastic Heroes and Witchery. And I had all my stuff that I wanted to use the adventure on OneNote, but I also had the pertinent documents with me because my plan was, while I can't, I mean, I've got a Kindle 8, which is an 8-inch tablet, and that's what I'd like to use at the table. But me with my, I can't just keep, fiddling with the tablet, trying to make it larger and stuff so I can read it. So I said, okay, I'll take my new little laptop, which has a 15-inch screen. I can read that. Okay, fine. That's what I was going to do. When I got there, one of our players is always brought in on Discord because he lives in another part of the state. He used to play with us, and then he moved to another part of the state, but we still want him there, so he jumps on there. And my grandson, Gage, always brings his laptop and mic so we can do it. Well, Gage forgot to bring his laptop this time, so we had to use my laptop, which we did. Okay, what am I going to do? Can't use my phone because I can't see it. I happen to have the backup. I happen to have the printout with me. So it's like, all right, go ahead, use this. I'll use this stuff. I mean, yes, I have to shuffle a couple of papers, but it's a lot easier than trying to read that screen. You know, it's a lot. I can live with it. What I'm saying is, the ideal thing would have been to use the laptop, but I didn't. So, but what I'm saying is, have a paper trail. Have a paper trail for your games somewhere. You know, electronics is nice, but electronics fail. And it may be, like I said, it may be more cumbersome because you have to have places to put this, but if you're organized enough, you can do it. But so, like I'm saying, after you're done prepping and such, just make a printout, file it away. Make a printout, file it away. Just have, I don't know, a folder or some place where you can just stuff this stuff and organize it later. Same with after-game notes. You can do that too. So that's my suggestion anyway. I got to go start my day. So if you guys want to talk to me about this or anything else, oldmangrognard@gmail.com. Or you can drop a voicemail in Anchor. We're monetized, so as little as 99 cents a month, you too can help support this program, and I would thank you. If you need a single donation option, there's my Ko-fi page, ko-fi.com/oldmangrognard. I'm using my radio voice today, and that's good. I'm not up here all the time. Anyway, just a note. Anyway, I would like to thank these people who give it to me monthly. Jonathan, Oliver, Gilbert, Juan Carlos, Daniel, Dan, Benjamin, Jason, John Allen, Aaron, Michael, Randy, and Joe. Thank you, guys. I appreciate it. For other good podcasters, Dan Griggs, the Jung, Y-U-N-G, Jung Grognard podcast. Mark C. Wallrings, the Yawning Owlbear podcast. Kevin at the Red Caps podcast. Daniel Norton at the Bandits Keep podcast. We also have Randy and Joe, the Biggest Geekest podcast. Big John Allen Large's the Red Dice Diaries. And my friend Eric Tinkar's Tavern Chat. So, until I see you folks next time, keep the dice warm, and I'll talk to you later. Bye-bye. Questions? Comments? Send them to oldmangrognard@gmail.com. We'll see you next time when Radio Grognard is on the air.